Hoosier Daddy. It seems like every time the Indiana Hoosiers come into Jersey, to Jersey Mike's Arena, the Rack, we know who their daddy is, and it's the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I'm sorry, but I just got to throw it out there. Since Indiana Hoosiers fans are some of the biggest internet presence, biggest troll brigade you got out in the Big Ten, it is what it is. Rutgers with an on-brand, as I said in the second half of the Ohio State game, on-brand effort. I said the brand is, hey, there's no one marquee guy who's going to land all the shots. There's no offensive glitz and glamour with this team. On-brand Rutgers basketball is playing with a lot of heart, playing tough defense, getting into a rock fight, a gritty rock fight, and pulling out a victory. We saw it in the second half against Ohio State. I don't know where it went against Iowa. Maybe some of that faith was lost because despite that effort in the second half of Ohio State, we didn't come up with the W. But we're back at it in this game at home. That crowd at the Rack, you give them something to cheer for. It doesn't have to be offensive fireworks. It can just be hard-nosed defensive energy and a gritty effort on the boards. And that crowd's going to get behind you and you're going to be able to feed off of it. And it's going to do good things for you. Now, I'm not under any illusions, okay? I'm not sitting here saying we're going to turn the corner, we're going to get to the promised land or anything. I'm just saying it's nice to be on brand and actually see results from it. And tonight, that's what we saw. And all you really have to do is look at the rebounding stats to see where we made up a lot of ground where in a field, in an area we've been struggling with all year. Andre Hyatt, 6 rebounds. Mawat Mag, 8 rebounds. Cliff Amori, 11. Simpson, 3. Williams, 6. Davis, 6. Wolf, 2. Palmquist, 3. Those numbers, 6 for Hyatt, 8 for Mag, 11 for Amori, 6 for Williams, 6 for Davis. I mean, these are essential second chance possessions and taking away chances and possessions from Indiana. We have been struggling on both the offensive and defensive boards all season. And to see us come out with that kind of effort is very encouraging. Now, Indiana struggled on the boards already this season. So it's not like we're going up against one of the most high caliber rebounding teams in the Big Ten and had some kind of amazing effort. Nonetheless, that's the exact type of, you know, aspect of the game you need to focus on and excel at and beat the other team at if you want to have a chance to win. Now, this was an absolute rock fight. An absolute rock fight. We were 21 of 65 from the field, 32%. Indiana wasn't much better at 39.7%. We were 5 of 21 from 3. They were 7 of 26. You know, we're shooting under 30% from 3. So are they. 19 of 28 from the charity stripe. They were 4 of 15. 53 out-rebounded them, 53 to 46. 21 to 14 on the offensive side of the ball. 32 to 32 on the defensive side of the ball. It was even. 7 blocks to their 5. Even on the steals, pretty much. 10 steals for them to 9 for us. 18 turnovers for Indiana, 15 for Rutgers. This was an ugly offensive performance by both teams. But that's exactly how Rutgers has to play this season. Now, I don't know where this is headed. I have no inflated optimism. But maybe at some point, when the team's not cold and a couple guys do get hot shooting, we can win a couple games with this type of defensive effort. And maybe if we keep stringing some games together with intensified and compounded defensive effort and energy, which we can feed off of, maybe we can string some legitimate wins together later in the season and something can happen. We have a bunch of road games clustered at the beginning of this conference schedule. We start stringing together some home games. Maybe we can do something this year. Points, Mawat Mag, 13 points and 4 assists. You know, he had a nice 3-pointer in the first half. And I mentioned against Ohio State that I liked what Mag was showing me down the stretch in that game. He was opportunistic and he was in control. And I liked his shot selection. I liked his game in that contest. And I saw it again in this game. Mag making things happen within control, within his game, opportunistic, connecting on shots, down the stretch to stay ahead of Indiana, keep pace, and drive that thing home. I think it's really important that Mag continues to hone his skills, and hopefully he's back again next year with the cast we have coming in, because I really like this kid's game on a lot of levels. Somebody had suggested recently, I think somewhere in the community, maybe on one of the message boards, that Austin Williams start in the backcourt in place of Noah Fernandes. I think that worked out well. Noah, not a great game. 2 points, one assist, no rebounds. Noah's been struggling in a lot of ways recently. He had a nice feed on that assist down low. And, you know, he seemed to play with some effort when he came in. But at the end of the day, Williams is just an intense player. He brings a whole bunch of energy on the defensive end. He's not going to wow you all the time, but he's going to hit some shots around the rim here and there. He's going to drive here and there. He's going to have some decent passes. He's going to crash the boards, and he's going to play defense. And I think it's an important presence to have on the floor. I think when he's on the floor, there's a little more facilitation going on, and it helps everybody. Derek Simpson, electric bank shot to end the half. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. You know, really nice shot pump fake, and then, you know, jumping in with the pull-up jumper in the second half. I liked what I saw from Simpson in a lot of ways. Guys are still struggling all over the place to connect from the field. It just is what it is. And I don't know if it's going to get better. Cliff only 5 points. Andre Hyatt, 12 points. So you're relying on the same guys usually. Williams, 10 points. Jermichael Davis, 10 points. So, you know, that Andre Hyatt, Jermichael Davis, Mawat Mag thing is really carrying you in a way, plus Simpson. It's a group effort here in the scoring department, especially when it's kind of a rock fight and neither team is hitting many shots. Xavier Johnson, hey, same guy who nudged into Paul Mulcahy a couple years ago. Paul throws the elbow. He fakes, oh, acts like he's so appalled, and Paul gets thrown out of the game. Xavier Howard's been, Johnson has been playing that game, for years. He's a grown man now, 6 years super senior. I'll just call him out. He's acting like a clown. It's about time the refs reviewed the monitor, saw who the instigator was, and tossed him from the game. You got to love that. He's been pulling that crap for a long time. And look, Hoosier fans flooded my social media. They flooded my channel when Paul Mulcahy tripped Trace Jackson Davis. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. That was a low move by Paul. I never condoned it. I don't condone it. But you know what? Xavier Johnson's going to get called out now, because he's been doing this nonsense nonstop too. And it's about time he got tossed from a game for doing the nonsense that he does. So, look, I told you Rutgers' brand was defense, grit, and no one marquee offensive star. I told you that against Ohio State, and I couldn't even get up to comment on the game against Iowa because, you know, that's the type of season this is. So forgive me for not catching up with you guys for that one. But we played on brand. We played on brand today, and we got a victory. I want to see more of that on-brand Rutgers basketball. Tough defense, effort on the boards. That may not get you a ton of victories this season, but at least it keeps you in games, keeps things respectable, forces opponents to respect you, and gives you some kind of shot. And if you do get hot with some of the guys who can play offense and shoot the ball at some point, you have a chance to win a couple games like that. So, just as I said in the second half of that Ohio State game, though they didn't get the victory, I like seeing on-brand Rutgers basketball, what we've come to expect under Steve Peichel. And if we can carry some of that momentum and energy and personality through the rest of this year and into next year, we'll be in a much better position than if we completely abandoned and lost that edge and that brand. So I'm up here a little bit fired up, even though I have no illusions, because I saw on-brand Rutgers basketball, which I thought we wouldn't see, even though it was a glimpse at Ohio State. The Iowa game made me say, I don't know if we're ever going to see it again. We saw it tonight. And we saw the crowd feed off it and everybody feed off it. Keep that same energy, as people like to say. Keep that same energy, Scarlet Knights. Guys, if you have not done so yet, click the subscribe button. We've been gaining subscribers steadily. We need more. We got to help the channel grow. If I get to 500, that's the magic number. There's all kinds of bells and whistles I can do that can help me put out more content. So hit the subscribe button. This is also available as a podcast on almost all major podcasting platforms. We're still waiting on Apple and Amazon. They are taking a little bit of time. They take a little bit of time to process. But search this audio podcast on your way to work or wherever it is. If you're listening on the audio podcast, look us up on YouTube. We are Nightwatch. Look us up. You see the video versions of these little soliloquies. And I'll be back for our next game. And I'll also be back to discuss some of the new transfer additions to Rutgers football. But I had to touch base tonight about this game. Good victory from the Knights. Who knows what it means, but it was nice to see the old Rutgers style back in action on the hardwood. See you guys soon. Larry K. out.